much different does it feel for you this year than a year ago at this time?
Yeah, I just feel a lot more comfortable. I mean, I know the system now. Kind of know what to expect going into game day, so a lot more comfortable.
How would you describe feeling when that guy's on the team, you know, entering this game?
Really excited. I mean, coach told us after the last game, just kind of keep that feeling, and I think everybody still has that, so we're excited to be back out on the field and trying to compete and try to win a championship.
What does that mean, Sterling, keep that feeling after the last game?
You know, just keep that, I mean, you got to move on with it, but you also got to keep it in the back of your mind. I mean, you know, if you keep that feeling, then you don't want to have it again. So, you know, you got to take the steps necessary and practice and everything preparing for the season.
And how would you describe it just before we move on from that? But, you know, just what you remember of feeling that day that you do kind of want to hold on to as motivation.
Yeah, I mean, it's a chance in a lifetime. I mean, Brandon's a guy that's been in the league for a while. He hasn't been to the playoffs at all. So to be in that position, you got to take care of business. So got to keep that in the back of our mind. Like I said.
Do you feel like you're a better team this year than you were at this point last year?
I mean, we just got a camp, so we got to see. You know, I think guys have done a good job working on the off season, just from what I've seen around the team. But like I said, we gotta see how we look at practice and everything.
How much do you think Brandon will help you?
Help me personally?
Yeah.
I mean, I can see him helping me a lot. Big body like that on the outside, along with Odell. We got two guys in the inside that do a great job of getting open. So I feel like he can help a lot, but you know, we got a lot of work to do.
When you look at last year, you know, there were some good numbers. You know, you put up some good numbers as a rookie, Odell did. But the offense itself did not put up great numbers, scoring and things like that. When you look back and think maybe what went wrong and what can change this year to make it better?
I always look at just protecting the ball. I mean, that's the number one thing that we can control. And if you look at the top two teams last year that made it, they did the best at protecting the ball. So that's a big emphasis for us this season going into camp.
What about for you personally? What's been a big emphasis in taking your game to the next level?
Taking my game, I mean, I've been talking a lot about yards after catch. I feel like I could have did a better job with that last season. So going into the season, it's probably going to be one of my main focuses. You know, and that's just putting the ball in my other hand, just little stuff like that, so able to use my stuff on.
Sterling, how good do you think this receiving core could be, especially if you include Engram in it?
It can be as good as we make it. I mean, that just comes along with us working hard at practice every day, coming in with a good attitude, you know, getting the system down, getting on touch with Eli on all cylinders. So it can be as good as we make it.
So. Sterling, speaking of Eli, what's been the biggest change in the relationship and chemistry you've had with him over the past year?
Just getting on the same page. I mean, that's the main thing with the QB. You want to be on the same page. And a lot of the times in this offense, it's based on timing. So getting that timing down is a huge thing. And, you know, over time, you just get more comfortable with it. So I feel like we took a big step over the last camp. So we need to continue to get better at that.
A lot of guys talk about kind of need to understand that you don't pick up where you left off last year. You know, like you have to start
it's
all over
slate.
Again. Yeah. How have you kind of taken that lesson on board? And do you think this team, you know, will be able to take that mindset and not just assume you can pick up where you left off?
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of guys, you know, it's the same in college. I mean, you go through college and you got to start off with a clean slate going into spring practice and everything. So it just carries over. I think everybody understands that. And, understands that we have to start from a clean slate, and we can't go based off of what we did last game.
Outside expectations are probably bigger for this game than they were last year. How much do you think guys feel that, or do you notice it, or
outside expectations?
Like people expect you guys to be really good. But yeah, I made the playoffs 4 years before, and you went 11-5. People expect bigger things from you.
Right.
As a player, do you feel that? Do you see that? Hear that?
I mean, I guess you can feel it, but, you know, we're just taking it little by little. And we just started camp, so we want to come out and fine-tune everything. So not looking too far ahead or anything, not really listening to all the outside stuff. just kind of keeping it in the house and doing what we got to do.
Knowing what you know, though, about this year's team, I mean, last year you knew very little coming in. Mm-hmm. Knowing the offensive guys, knowing how your defense played last year, is there any reason this team shouldn't be a good team?
I see no reason for us not to be a good team. You know, it all just comes back down to doing what we do at practice and coming to work every day with an attitude of winning. So.